Evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the April 9th, 2018 regular city council meeting. And I call this meeting to order at 6:30. Would you all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for the Lord's blessing upon this meeting and upon giving us wisdom to the council as we make our decisions tonight. Okay, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call. We have two council members absent tonight, Councilwoman Gina Doro and Councilman Angel Garza. I'd entertain a motion to excuse our council members from our meeting tonight.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 2 is the approval of our agenda.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to our consent agenda.
I'll make the motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And now we move to our current business. Item 4 and 4.1 is the CGI Communications contract renewal.
Well, Spencer's teeing up the video there. What you have before you is a contract, well, actually a renewal of a contract that we made about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, with the CGI Communications. They came to us offering basically free video through our website. They would do all the production and everything else, which is not cheap. And so we did it, and it's on our website now, if you guys have had a chance to look at it lately, but it needs updating. And so CGI has offered to do that with the same deal, which is we have a letter, which a letter of introduction to local businesses. And so they make the money. There's been videos for the businesses just saying, yeah, they're legitimate. And you guys can read the letter. But I had Kelly look at this just to make sure it was legit and looked good. And he made some changes. And the changes were accepted by that company, CGI. So let's go. So here's the video we had before.
So there's three of them.
Extra three, yeah.
Like, do you want to?
Yeah.
There was one with Sean and...
Yeah, one with Sean. You guys seen it?
Right.
The first one's half minute, the second two are a minute apiece.
It'll be a similar quality, but again, updated. And this was made...
Hi, I'm Sean Hogan, and I'm the mayor of the city of Othello. I'd like to personally invite you to join us as we grow. Othello is a city full of opportunity to grow business and raise your family. We invite you to make your history become part of ours.
So they made it like the weather turned on them, but they could make it so that it didn't really show the attributes of Othello. I don't think of it the best of light, but it was what it was, and it's better than what we had. This year they went to schedule earlier, like July, August time frame, and come out when the weather's nice. They'll highlight our skate park, which is new, highlight our water tower, hopefully be repainted by them, and a few other things that have been improved since then, newer streets. Some other things we'll point out to them. So.
Okay.
A small city on the rise, Othello, Washington has a growing economy, providing people from all around the country with limitless opportunities. A large agricultural capital, Othello is a community that feeds the world. In addition to growing apples, onions, corn, and wheat, we possess the potatoes that produce over half of our nation's french fries. While our largest employers include McCain Foods and Ziploc Food Groups, we're also where many small businesses find success. We have a full-service planning department to assist you with every aspect of locating a business to our community. The Greater Othello Chamber of Commerce provides all the tools you need to grow, including marketing assistance, networking opportunities, and listing in our directory. Discover all we have to offer in Othello, a city on the rise.
So you guys get the idea. It'll be obviously featured now also, but that's probably good. Everything else has been updated in the last 3 or 4 years, which was a lot, really. So, just, you guys need to approve it. There's no money involved, obviously, from us. It's free service, and it's up to you guys to say yes or no to accept this. Questions?
No.
No?
Okay.
We should redo it.
Yep. I'll make a motion to approve the contract with GCI Communication.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 5 is unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business tonight? No? Any new business? Item 6.
I brought up one thing to Wade earlier in the week about a citizen on that sign down there by Pick-a-Pop or whatever it is, that, you know, our sign coming in, how terrible it is.
Yeah, it's and that's my bad. I've got tied up a bunch of other stuff, but I did go out to reach out to one company for a bid on that about almost a year ago. Was not really happy with the bid, so I need to go back out and find, I think, a better bid on getting that sign redone, perhaps totally redone, to reflect our new logo. We also talked about perhaps putting a sign, similar sign, as we come in on Main Street off of 17, but one there as well, and that way we could highlight our new brand, that sort of thing. So I'll make an effort to go back and try and get some better bids on the signage.
Here's some historical information on that sign.
Mm-hmm.
That sign was paid for and installed by the Port of Othello.
Ah. Really?
That one over there by between Pick-a-Pop mm-hmm. and yeah. Napa.
Yeah.
Port of Othello did that sign. Back in the Maxine Taylor days.
How long ago, remember?
Oh, gosh. 20 years ago.
Oh, so
do you remember, Bob? You don't remember? That was the city did not put that up. That was the Port of Othello did that. Mm-hmm. I think it was even before that. They just added that later. But that was definitely the Port of Othello that put that paid for and put that had that designed and installed.
Okay, need to do some more research then on what.
Maybe we should contact the Port of Othello.
That's what I'm thinking.
And those are things we can go together with the port on.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it should all be the city's money, but the Port of Othello certainly benefits from that type of arrangement. So,
yeah.
Okay. Any other new business? Okay. Fire council meeting tomorrow at
7.
7 at the fire hall.
It's at 7?
And who's on that committee? You two?
Yep.
Okay.
And
Eugene?
3.
Okay.
It's an annual deal.
Semi.
It's with the letter. Semi-annual?
Yeah, plus you. I'll be there.
Anything else? Okay. Hearing nothing further, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 6:39 p.m.